releasing the strap. We were born to shine.
Lost it all in my rent due. Trouble when it rains, it floods. In my pain, no, it ain't all good. No, but I tell them this, I'm a witness that everything is made new. So tell them, dog, I ain't through. Feels like this life just became a fight. Yeah, I'm in it, ain't no way out. The pressure's on me, yeah, the pressure's on me. But tell them who ain't gon' crack, homie.
I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. Look, it ain't nothing I can't do.
Okay, life for most. We know that this is not paradise, but we swear it's tight when she wear it right. I feel the heat, that's my enemy fight. It's arresting me to get the rest of me. Start burning for that, but ain't no turning me back. That's pressing me, and they testing me to see me fail to give me help, so I be burning in that. Yeah, right. Life is an island, which means we trapped in that. But we cool cause the view so nice and lax. And we don't feel the pain cause the laughing gas. For one blast of that, huh. And you'll forget that this pain is real. Yeah, but no matter how good it feels, man, this pain is the thing that kills. Man, I heard that, so I swerve back. Curve that until he curves back. Every time I feel that urge back, we cross paths before we merge that. It drives me crazy, but lately, man, I feel like I can make it. Just last year, I couldn't take it. In a strength, man, I can say this.
Can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. Look, it ain't nothing I can't do. Might walk on hard. I won't lose still. Gotta go hard. But I ain't gotta do it myself. I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. Feeling like I can't lose. They ain't nothing I can't do.
Hold up. What you said, all that fainting gone in my head, like that same power that saved me, can't raise me from the dead. They get me reading, thinking about keeping peace, but I wage a war on myself. I'm feeling myself, then I'm killing myself. I'm sipping on blood and I'm chewing on flesh. Just chill out, we don't wanna hear that mess. All that won't do that, and I can't do this. Pain, death, hurt, hate, we done been through this. And I'm sure it's plenty more that I ain't been through yet. But I don't care though, bring on the heavy metal. I got a power living in me that will never settle. Never leave, never forsake, I'ma bleed, never break. I'ma die, come back with the keys to the safe. Got a piece sitting deep, so the things that I face can't erase. Guys ain't way clean with the paint in them. Stained in it when the pain hit me. I was staying anything that you bring to me. The letter tell me what I can't do faithfully. The letter tell me what I can't do faithfully. The letter tell me what I can't do faithfully. I'm coming back from the dead, what you saying to me? I can't do.
I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. Look, it ain't nothing I can't do. Might walk on hard. I won't go still. Gotta go hard. But I ain't gotta do it myself. I can't do. They ain't nothing I can't do. Feeling like I can't lose. Ain't nothing I can't do.
Welcome to season 3 of Sade Champagne Show, where we dream, where we live the impossible, Grind Hard Radio. Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, tune in at 323-693-3043. Join me with my cast, Veronica Escobel Winters, Christina Renee, Ayakunle Falama, Rick and Melissa Wood, Michelle Morgan, and Ebony and Erica from Tulala One on YouTube. We have celebrity guests, music, entertainment, spirituality, sports, fitness, health, wellness, beauty, hot topics, education, entrepreneurship, and more.
Yeah, season 3. Of the Sade Champagne Show, Grind Hard Radio.
Good evening, everyone. That was Tadashi with Nothing I Can't Do featuring Trip Lee and Lecrae. Welcome to the 2017 City Gala Business Summit Special of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Every episode is available on iTunes. Search the Sade Champagne Show, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. Thanks to everyone for tuning in all around the globe. All the episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. Thank you to Travis Miller for creating and producing my show's theme song and to Scott Swish for mixing it. Thanks to Kata Mafiaso for helping me to create my new radio drop. If this is your first time listening, I'm a professional musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur. I have created, directed, and executive produced over 300 charitable and inspirational events, including my popular Power of Dream Tour. I love mentoring, coaching, authentically being myself, and using my platform to encourage, empower, and bring out the gold in others. Tonight for our 2017 City Gala Business Summit Special, we go behind the scenes of the stellar event and got exclusive interviews with keynote speakers Tom Bilyeu of Quest Nutrition and Impact Theory, Brian Smith, the founder of UGG Boots, Daniel Pewter, former WWE champion and undefeated MMA fighter and founder of My Life, My Power, and event attendee Elisha Hall, founder of Hall to Success. My best friend Lisa Lewalt, who is the founder of the Fire Life Foundation, attended the 2017 City Gala Business Summit with me earlier this month at the Universal City Sheraton Hotel. The City Summit is a world-class, socially conscious business acceleration experience that features networking, education, inspiration, and techniques from the world's top business professionals. The City Gala's vision is to advance community through humanitarian activities and events. Each year, the City Gala assists startups and charitable organizations build their nonprofit and create public awareness. September is also Suicide Prevention Month, so I have the celebrity guest share some powerful words of encouragement and wisdom to any entrepreneurs, business owners, or fellow dreamers who have been struggling with discouragement and adversity. I'm always booking new shows and performances. I love traveling, and if you're looking to bring me, my Power of a Dream tour, or any of my award-winning, critically acclaimed artists, mentors, or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see my full schedule. Just look under events. Lastly, thank you to everyone who's been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos. I'm constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs and content, and I'm going back into the recording studio with my music producers, The Quakes. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out GoFundMe.com/SadeChampagneMusic. That's GoFundMe.com/SadeChampagneMusic. I am live tweeting and posting on Facebook all special long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, Instagram, I am Sade Champagne, hashtag Sade Champagne Show, or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everyone who's already been tweeting me, Facebooking me, Instagramming me, YouTubing me, and emailing me. Your support amazes me. All right, this is Sade Champagne here with Grindhard Radio. I'm also here with Lisa Lewalt and Brian Smith, the amazing founder of UGG Boots. And also
only my favorite shoes in the world, can I say, by the way. So thank you for the design.
And also, he's the author of The Birth of a Brand. How are you doing today, Brian?
I'm doing great. Let me show this off. Doing great. Just had a really good talk here at the City Summit, and love the type of audience here, entrepreneurs,
yes.
You know, and good thinkers, and really, you know, it was such a treat.
So, I run a foundation called the Fire Life Foundation,
right.
And we do.
Yes.
And we work with at-risk youth and a lot of people who are hurting in the community.
Right.
And so one of the biggest things that we were trying to kind of get some feedback on today is overcoming challenges.
Right.
And I'm sure as an entrepreneur, you've had numerous ones of those.
Well, that was a whole hour's worth, right?
Exactly.
If you could pick one maybe story that you shared in there that you could share with our viewers, could you share just a little bit about overcoming challenges?
And sure, The biggest one was when I lost control of the company. And my world crashed. But within a couple of years, by applying myself to not giving up and working around it and trying to, actually being back on the road, even though I didn't own the company anymore, And then going all the way to years later, through a fluke, owning 100% of it, and realizing that the quickest way for a tadpole to become a frog is live every day happily as a tadpole. And even though it sounds a really trite piece of philosophy, it is so true. And years, always when I come back after a year or two, people always say, "Hey, you're the tadpole guy," because that's what resonates, and people can understand that if they just hang in there and enjoy do what they can, but just resign themselves to doing that, then life goes on and things get better. You know, it's a really good piece of philosophy.
And please tell us about your brand new book, The Birth of a Brand.
Sure.
And where people can purchase it.
Sure. It's called Launching Your Entrepreneurial Passion and Soul. So it's really a roadmap that's been designed for entrepreneurs, and it's built around stories of from the day I started UGG all the way through to when I sold it, 17 years later. So it's a really, really good roadmap for entrepreneurs.
If you had to give like two hacks to entrepreneurs for getting started from the book, what would you say your two big points are?
Okay, the first is to start, because if you don't start, you'll never see any evidence of what you wanted. Here's the best way to explain
it. Good.
When's the last time you saw an advertisement for a refrigerator?
It's been a while. Yeah.
Okay. But if you needed one this weekend, you would see refrigerator stuff everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So the universe is perfect. Everything you could possibly want is perfect. But if you don't make that step and start, you'll never see the signs that are out there, like ads for refrigerators.
Mm.
Right?
That's a good point.
Right? So the minute you start it, so that's the answer to number one.
Hack number one, yeah.
Get started, and you'll eventually have stuff falling in your lap that'll help you get to where you want to go. The other thing is don't be afraid of the infancy, because every business is conceived and born, and then it just seems to lie there. But that's a necessary part of growth. And an infant can't get up and go to college. It has to be an infant. And so if you can make it, if number one, start, and number two, make it through the infancy, you're on a cruise after that.
That's amazing. And so make sure you all go and purchase Birth of a Brand on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, anywhere where books are sold, and you are going to love it. He's a phenomenal speaker. And so my last question that I have for you, a lot of people don't know that September is Suicide Prevention Month,
right.
And we are huge mental health advocates and advocates for suicide prevention. And as I'm sure you know, being in business, being in entrepreneurship, that is where people experience a lot of mental and emotional struggles when they go through challenges.
Sure.
What are some words of encouragement and some words of wisdom that you would give to an entrepreneur, a person within business who's been struggling mentally and wanting to give up on life, and they're taking that personal, like how you talk about, just because you have that struggle or that failure doesn't mean that you have to take that as a failure in your life. And so what are some words of encouragement you would give to them?
Failure isn't real until the minute you give up.
It's just
not real. The answer is simple, and that's to realize that there's a spark of God inside, and that's more important than anything that's happening on the outside.
Wow.
And so if you can always come back to that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I did it last night. I had a rare night of everything sort of seeming really, really dreadful in my half sleep.
Yeah.
And I ended up sitting up and meditating and just came back to that center and found God again, and I slept like a baby again. So it never stops. You're always challenged by the inexplicable.
Right.
And if you can sort of get back inside and find that little spark, that's where real life is.
Wow. Well, I want to thank you so much to Brian Smith. He's the founder of UGG Boots, and also he is the author of the hit book, The Birth of a Brand, Launching Your Entrepreneurial Passion and Soul. Make sure you all purchase that on Amazon and anywhere else where books are sold.
All right.
And real quick before we end, can you just give a quick shout-out to Ryan Long and City Summit, and then anywhere else we can find you guys
all right.
online.
All right. Well, Ryan's the reason I'm here. I love speaking to him. I love his passion for charitable work, and this is a great cause. Last year, I wasn't there, but I heard it was a fantastic event. I really want to be there this year. And so, any way I can help him out and the charity, I'll do it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Brian.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I am so thankful to have the support of mentors and inspirations like Evan Carmichael, who is a YouTube sensation with almost 100 million views and 700,000 subscribers from all around the world. He's a venture capitalist, published author. He has been featured in Forbes magazine, the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Inc. magazine, and more. Listen to what he's saying about the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio and me.
I love it. I love your energy and the questions, and keep going at it. I think you got a nice show on your hands here. So everybody listening, go type in Sade Champagne Show into iTunes and give it a 5-star review.
And I'm here with the amazing Daniel Pewter, who is the founder of My Life, My Power. He is a former professional MMA fighter and wrestler, undefeated, actually, champion you are. And
why
so,
lose, right?
And so we're excited to be here with him today. How are you doing?
Amazing. How are you guys?
We love this event. This is so amazing.
Awesome.
So you were sharing on stage your story about just being bullied when you were younger and what that led you to do in your later years. So can you share just a little bit of your story for our viewers?
Yeah. You know, being labeled as a kid, whatever it is, different religions or different race or different color, different whatever it is, it's divided our country. And I was labeled as learning disabled, mm-hmm. which means absolutely nothing. Everybody's disabled somehow. Everybody's enabled. So I love learning, you know, in every single way. My challenge was is I just don't comprehend like everybody else. It's slower. And so I learn kinesthetically. And I learn visually if you show me how to do something. And I listen to more books than most of my friends now on Audible. But it was very challenging growing up because being laughed at every single time that you can't read right and you don't fit in and you're a little socially awkward because kids don't want to hang out with you because you're that special ed kid is very challenging when you're young.
So, and then how did that lead into a specific sport you might have participated in?
So, I used to wrestle with my dad all the time when I was a kid. My dad, I was very blessed to have an amazing father. And he got me into wrestling in a school when I was 12 years old. And from there, I beat a kid up when I was 16 years old, went to juvenile hall. The challenge is I was the slowest kid in my regular schools, but in juvenile hall they have school, and I was the fastest kid in juvenile hall, which I thought about like, hold on, how can I go from the slowest to the fastest? Like that doesn't
compute, right?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. And I'm like, this is not where I want to be. Like, I want to be around people that help me and that push me and that, you know. So I got out a couple days later. Thank God I had a good lawyer. And I looked at my life and I went into an MMA gym a couple weeks later. About a month later, and met a guy named Javier Mendez and Frank Shamrock, and they beat me up for a whole week. They give you a free week pass, like every gym, right? Free week pass, yeah.
Very kind and sweet of them.
First day, they beat you up. Second day, they beat you up. It's kind of like if you were to, if I were in high school, go to the NFL. If I want to play football, it's the same kind of thing. You just get beat up.
Yeah.
No. So after the week, they're like, okay, now you got to pay. It's $150 a month. So I go to my mother and father, and I say, I would like $150 a month, please. And they laugh. They're like, hold on.
You're like, sure,
you want to learn how to fight after you just went to juvie, and it cost us like, I don't know, $5,000-$6,000 for a lawyer. Now we're going to pay to show you how to fight so you can do that better. So they wouldn't give me the money. And so I said, and I see this all the time now with parents. Kids want to go, I want to fight and get my anger out. I'm like, that's awesome. Like, at least they want to put it in something positive instead of on the street.
I agree.
So, they wouldn't give it to me. So I went back to my Javier, and I said, Javier, you own the gym. Could I mop the mats, clean the toilets? What can I do to be able to train here for free? And he gave me an opportunity, and I became one of the most famous guys that came out of the gym. But the difference between me and I think most of the other fighters is I became one of the most significant guys that have come out of the gym because we're making more impact than probably a lot of them within communities.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about what we get to do. We're creating sustainable long-term solution projects that we get all community members, whether nonprofits, for-profits, and the other organizations that are locally, PTAs, principals, teacher unions, that sort of thing, to all work together for one vision and one.
Awesome. And these are all the amazing things you're doing through your foundation, mm-hmm. My Life, My Power, which mm-hmm. is, people can go to mylifemypower.org
yep.
to get connected with. And so we think that's so phenomenal that you're doing that. And what I wanted to know, a lot of people don't know that September is Suicide Prevention Month,
mm-hmm.
and we are huge mental health advocates mm-hmm. and suicide prevention advocates. And that's one of the things that we focus in on a lot with kids and youth in our community and even adults. And so with you being in the career that you've been in and just the challenges you've experienced in your life, what are some words of encouragement and wisdom that you would give to someone who feels at the end of their rope right now and they feel like they're failing in every direction and they just feel like they want to give up? And so what are some words of encouragement and wisdom that you would give to them?
So two things. Number one, you're amazing. That's just the foundation of everybody goes through challenges. Everybody. Mm-hmm. I look at people say you have to fail to get somewhere. I don't believe it. Mm-hmm. You get to be challenged. And you get to succeed through it.
That's good.
And so that's kind of the foundation. Two things. Number one, define yourself. Number two, for adults or friends that get to support people in challenged moments, mm-hmm. is number one, ask them, tell them you love them. Mm-hmm. And number two, ask them how you can support them. Mm-hmm. A lot of parents judge, shame, and blame the kids
right.
for their interpretation of what the kids should do or what they shouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is if you're a parent, love your kid and ask them how you can be there for them and support them, not help, support, because a lot of people, they don't understand the value of, it's so simple. Don't listen to understand, don't listen to respond.
Oh, that's good.
So the parents are always talking like this or the kids are, and then the parents are like, no, let me tell you how it's done. And it's like, no, just listen to me because I want to be listened to and I want to be loved by you. So different people have different love languages. Third part, actually, find out your love languages and your learning styles. Because how you can communicate with another human being is absolutely amazing. Parents, find out your kids' learning styles and love languages so you can communicate with them more effectively
yeah.
and become the best parent possible.
Wow, that's amazing.
Just two quick practical steps. If a kid is being bullied at school, do you have any advice for them of what do I do just practically?
So understand that the other person is having a worse day than you are.
Yeah. Good.
Number one, they are having a bad day. Number two, work to understand them and love them. If it comes to violence, go talk to a teacher, talk to somebody else, because you don't want to get hurt. But understand that how somebody else picks on you, how they try to hurt you, that's their lie, that's their story that they're telling themselves. And it doesn't serve their outcome, but they don't understand themselves well enough to understand how to communicate that hurt, pain, anger, frustration, in a way that can help their future grow and connect people together.
Mm-hmm. We want to thank you so much, Daniel.
Thank you, guys.
I want you all to go and make sure you check out My Life, My Power at mylifemypower.org.
Yeah, check this out.
Real quick before we go, can you give a quick shout out? Thank you so much, Ryan Long, for putting on this amazing event at the City Summit.
Love the City Summit.
And then
October's event, March's event. We're going to have a lot of fun. There's amazing trainers right now in L.A. We're having fun. So come out. See what they're doing. Impact the world. Define yourself. And you can check me out, danielpewter.com. Everything, all social media, Daniel Pewter, or mylifemypower.org. So thank you, guys. You both.
Hi, everyone. It's Sade Champagne here, and I hope you have already gotten your tickets to the Walls Group Latitude Tour. I had the pleasure of getting an exclusive behind-the-scenes interview with the Walls Group on their Latitude Tour in Los Angeles, and we were able to have them on our Season 3 premiere of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. This phenomenal tour is absolutely amazing. I have attended many concerts in my life, including Prince's Musicology Tour back in 2004, and the Walls Group Latitude Tour is definitely in my top three tours of all time. These Grammy-nominated Billboard-charting gospel artists are signed to Kirk Franklin's Full Yo Soul Recordings in association with RCA Records and releasing their newest studio album this year. They have hundreds and thousands of fans around the world with their videos garnering millions of views. You can go to thewallsgroup.org/tour. Once again, that's thewallsgroup.org/tour to get your tickets to this concert. And also, if you want to book them and bring them to a city or event near you, email book@thewallsgroup.org. That's book@thewallsgroup.org. They're coming to Georgia, St. Louis, Louisiana, Virginia, Texas, Orlando, Miami, South Carolina, Tennessee, Washington, D.C., Michigan, Minnesota, and more. Make sure you go to thewallgroup.org/tour. They have been Sade Champagne approved.
Hey, this is Blake Lewis. You're listening to my girl, Sade Champagne, on Grindhard Radio.
All right, Sade Champagne here, and we just finished the 2017 City Gala Summit, Business Acceleration, all this fun stuff we've been having today. I'm here with the amazing entrepreneur and motivational speaker, Elisha Hall of Hall to Success. How are you doing today, Elisha?
I'm doing fantastic, even better now that I'm here with you.
Thank you so much. Elisha's actually one of my friends on Facebook. He always posts such motivational quotes, and I had no idea he was going to be at the event today. And I'm sure he had no idea I was going to be here, but I happened to see his side profile during the earlier part of the day. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's one of my friends from Facebook. And so it's cool to be able to meet people in person who are always posting positive things, and he's also very supportive of my ventures as well. So, Elisha, tell us a bit about what you do and what you're passionate about.
Okay, well, ultimately what I'm passionate about is I'm passionate about pushing and moving forward the entrepreneurial movement.
Awesome.
And so being able to inspire entrepreneurs, give them the resources that they need in order to create a lot of success. One of the studies that I read showed that a lot of entrepreneurs, especially female entrepreneurs, one of the main things that they believe they're missing is quality mentorship.
Mm.
And so my big thing is being able to make sure that entrepreneurs feel that they have a community, they have people that they can connect with, and have resources. Because, I mean, literally, we are the lifeblood of the society that we're in, whether it's the United States or literally worldwide.
Right.
And so the growth of that movement, I'm extremely passionate about that.
Wow.
So my company, Hall to Success, I focus on doing a lot of leadership training, management training, and development, and even as far as shifting the culture within organizations. And so I also work with a lot of medium to large-sized companies and implementing literally their leadership programs.
Right.
So that's what I've been doing since 2011.
Wow. And I know that you are very determined about what you do and very persistent because you're always going to some event. You're always networking with other entrepreneurs. You always have something exciting going on.
Right.
And I noticed that you use your social media to help draw that out of other people as well.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, ultimately, I believe that the multiplying factor in every business and everything that we're looking to do, whether it's a nonprofit, whether it's an invention or whatever it is, the multiplying factor is a community.
Yeah.
It is collaboration. It is other people.
Right.
See, we can't do things on our own. A lot of times we come from this way of learning of, I've got to pull myself up by the bootstraps, or we let pride or ego get in the way. We have to do it all ourselves.
Right.
But it's literally those people that are around us that can help us get to where we need to be. It's just a matter of being able to reach out. And literally the strongest thing, the most courageous thing a person can do is ask for help.
Wow, that's powerful. I 100% agree with you on that. And so I want to talk for a bit about setbacks because, you know, that's something that came up a lot at the event today. And so what is one of the biggest setbacks that you've had either in your personal life or your professional career, and how did you come back from that setback?
Okay, so good question. One of the things that happened, because I do some investing as well, I do some real estate investing as well as investing in businesses, so a little bit of angel investing type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And in growing my business and in growing my investment businesses, so I have three businesses that I run, one of the things that happened was I took my eye off the ball of my own focus and drive of making things happen,
mm-hmm.
and I was kind of getting a little lazy and looking to see how
you
I can...
You lazy? I can never see that happening.
Well, you know.
Well,
you know, I was looking for ways to find, have other people do most of the work for me, trying
okay,
to, you know,
understand.
Not really delegate, but just to find other people that are able to be experts in a certain field that can
right.
do things for
so
me.
So not being as hands-on if you're...
Exactly,
okay.
exactly. And so I guess I didn't vet certain resources the right way, or just certain things didn't happen right, and ran into some people that just were not nice people.
Wow.
And ended up losing about $120,000 investment.
Oh, wow.
So when you lose about $120,000, you know, that's not chump change.
Oh, no.
And so you look at it in a way of, okay, well, you know, really down on myself for a long time, trying to figure out what I can do to get the money back, almost looking to see how I can threaten these people's lives. You know, it's like,
yeah.
it's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
But, short of calling a hitman,
yeah.
my goal was to not put myself in that situation again where I was taking my eye off the ball, where I was listening to other people saying, oh, Elisha, you work too hard. You need to, you know, relax a little bit. You need to take a vacation. You need to do this. You need to do that. And I had to live in my own truth. I needed to live in my own pursuit of happiness.
Wow.
And so shifting my focus back into what was really making me happy and listening to my own intuition as opposed to listening to other people's opinions,
wow,
that helped me to get back onto the ball of being able to be happy again, to get out of a depressive slump,
right,
to get back into growing my own business.
Right.
And so that was one of the ways that really helped me a lot to get from where I was to where I'm at now.
Wow, that's amazing. And then also, what do you feel were the biggest key takeaways for you for today during the City Gala Business Summit?
Okay, all right. Are we allowed to curse?
If it's a PG 13, so no big F-bombs or things like that.
Okay, well, what did he call it? Jason.
Yeah.
He said, what was the phrase?
Asshole?
No. That was the other guy.
Okay.
That's a good one, though. That's a good one. No, but it was, he said, there's this line, right?
Yes.
And it was the S-H-I, you know.
Yes, yes, okay.
That line, right?
Yes.
It's the, let's say the BS
yes.
line,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Or the poo-poo line, whatever
yeah,
you want to
yeah.
call it,
that's
right?
Cool.
And the idea was, there's that line that most people want to stay on the other side of. They
mm-hmm.
want to stay on the side of being safe. They want to stay on the side of being comfortable.
Right.
As opposed to being on the other side of that, whereas we have to get past the BS. We have to get past that in
yeah.
order to get to that next level. And it's less crowded over there.
Yeah.
You know? And the thing about that is I realize in my business, since I work with a lot of people and I work with a lot of businesses, I find it easy to help other businesses get over that line
mm-hmm.
and push them to be innovative, push them to be creative, push them to get to where they need to be in order to scale.
Yeah.
But I realize myself, was I pushing my own business and my own employees and over that line? And I was thinking about that at today's event. And I think that's my biggest takeaway, to really look into my own business and see maybe I'm keeping myself back from the innovation and the progress that we can actually have, living
wow.
up to our potential.
Wow, that's really good, Elisha. Okay, and so my final question, and then I want to have you share with us all your social media and how people can stay updated with you
okay.
and if they want to contact you for business inquiries and all those good things. But my final question is, a lot of people don't know that September is Suicide Prevention Month, and I'm very passionate about mental health and also about suicide prevention. And so I honestly think that a lot of times it can go hand in hand with business and entrepreneurs because they deal with so much stress, and a lot of times people are taking their quote-unquote failures upon themselves personally. And so what are some words of encouragement, some words of wisdom that you could give to a business leader, to an entrepreneur, you know, who feels at their wit's end, they feel like giving up, they have been, you know, they've had a major setback in their life and they're struggling with just wanting to end everything?
Right. I feel you on that.
Yeah.
That's a tough topic. See, one of the things that I've done on social media is I have a group that's called Entrepreneurs Playground
mm-hmm.
On Facebook, actually. And we've actually had several therapists and
wow.
other people just I've interviewed and gone over this exact same topic.
Yeah.
Because we dive into conversations like when you think of, let's say, we think of entrepreneurs as business owners, people that want to make money.
Right.
Right? But if you look at people in entertainment, like actors, they're also entrepreneurs.
Right.
If you look at people that are, you know, guitar players, singers, bands, whatever, they're all entrepreneurs.
Right.
And we don't always think about it that way. And so some a famous story we can look at, let's say, a Robin Williams, right?
Right.
So a person like that, he looks like he has everything that we would all want to be successful. He has fame, he has popularity, he has money, all these different things, but he ends up committing suicide. So there was something that was missing. You know, we look at, the lead singer of, I think it was Linkin Park, right?
Yes, Chester, yes.
And so, same thing. And so these kind of situations we see prop up where us, that maybe aren't to that level of
right.
of success, we're like, why would that person throw all that away? It's so selfish of them, right? But we never really know what's going on in their
mm-hmm.
lives. And so ultimately, we still have to look at, okay, well, how can I not just identify it in my own life, but identify in the lives of the people around me? We all have circles, right? Our inner tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And so in my own life, I have to pursue my own personal pursuit of happiness. See, if I look at my happiness defined by someone else's happiness, then if I don't meet that happiness, then I'm going to be depressed.
Right.
But it was never mine to begin with.
Wow.
It was actually somebody else's.
That's powerful. Elisha.
And so that can put us in a slump like that. So that's
wow.
personally looking at things and being able to redefine our purpose and our own personal pursuit of happiness.
Wow.
Now, also identifying it in people that are in our circles and our tribes
mm-hmm.
is being able to see the certain signs. Being able to see when someone's pulled back, being able to actually have a real conversation. You know, half the time you ask how somebody's doing, what do they say? Good.
Or
right?
God is good. And I'm like, God is good.
Yeah.
God is good.
I'm blessed, right? You know? get those regular
yes,
conversations.
Yes, yes.
But see, if you ask them usually about three times, well, no, really, how are you doing? Oh, you know, yeah, I'm doing good. No,
yeah.
No, really, I mean, how you doing?
Right.
And then usually that third time, they'll unload on you, right?
Right, right.
And so a lot of times we don't get there because we don't actually care how they're doing. Mm. It's just we're being pleasant.
Oh, wow.
So my thing is, if you actually care about people and you
yeah.
want to actually increase your human, let's say your, not just your own personal human capacity, but your, what you're giving to others.
So your capacity to love and to give and to share.
Your capacity to love and to share,
yeah.
but let's say real estate.
Right.
You know, a property grows in value.
Right.
If you want to grow the value that you
right.
have with
okay.
other people.
Got it, yeah.
Then it's important that you actually show that you care. Because
wow.
people that matters to them more
yeah.
to know that you care than to know that you're just able to rattle off some great information.
Mm.
Or I can sell you this product that'll benefit
right.
you, that'll really help you.
Right.
So once they know that you actually care,
yeah.
then they're more likely to do business with you.
Wow.
And so it's funny how that is a thing that will help grow your business, but it's also the thing that will help save a life.
Wow, that was powerful. Thank you so much to Elisha Hall of Hall of Success. Please let everyone know how they can stay updated with you on social media and book you for any business inquiries or mentoring and all that good stuff.
Sure, absolutely. So you can reach me on my email. It's Elisha, that's Elisha, at halltosuccess.com, and that's two as in T-O, success.com. And then my website is halltosuccess.com, T-O instead of the number two.
Okay.
And social media, I mean, it's pretty simple, same thing. Facebook.com/halltosuccess. And then we have our Entrepreneurs Playground group in Facebook. So.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much to Elisha Hall, and thank you for being here at the City Gala Summit 2017.
Absolutely. I appreciate you.
Are you looking for a dynamic musical artist, performer, host, or inspirational speaker for your next event? What about a mentor, vocal instructor, or workshop leader for your school, company, or seminar? Contact Sade Champagne for countless professional services that are sure to fit your particular need. She is an in-demand, award-winning, and critically acclaimed musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur who is invited all around the world. She is known for having a powerful voice, turning ideas into action, creating, directing, and executive producing popular charitable and inspirational events, and bringing out the gold in others. Her services are for all ages, backgrounds, and environments. Contact Sade Champagne at SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com. That's SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com to book her for your next event or project.
All right, it's Sade Champagne here with Grindhard Radio, and I'm here with Tom Bilyeu. He's the co-founder of Quest Nutrition and the best protein bars ever, Quest Bar. And so as I was telling Tom, first off, Tom, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, thank you. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. You did such an amazing job today at the 2017 City Gala Summit. And I wanted to just ask you a question. You know, I'm very passionate about mental health and mental health awareness and suicide prevention. I'm a huge advocate. And so a lot of people don't know that September is Suicide Prevention Month. And so I want to know from you, what is the biggest setback that you have had so far, and how did you overcome that setback?
The thing that I went through that was the most emotionally devastating was went to film school, thought I was going to graduate, get the three-picture deal, go on and be very successful, and I was one of only four people chosen to direct a senior thesis film. It's a very big deal, and then I proceeded to totally screw that film up. I failed. It was very embarrassing.
Right.
Made a bad film. It was very in public. Other students were making fun of me. I mean, it was really, really bad. And I remember calling my mom from the middle of campus on a payphone. I was laying on the ground. And I was just like, what am I going to do now? I literally have no sense of what my future is now. I'm now tens of thousands of dollars in debt, and I'm faced with the reality that I'm not a talented filmmaker. And so what do I do now?
Yeah.
And that rebuilding process ended up being totally mental. It had a lot to do with self-esteem, refinding my self-esteem, choosing to build my self-esteem around something new. I had prided myself on being talented. I had prided myself on being smart. And I had to switch that and start taking pride in being the learner and always
wow.
being humble enough to admit when I'm wrong
mm-hmm.
and to really begin to believe that I can learn anything. And that belief that I could learn anything, coupled with a lot of hard work,
mm-hmm.
is how I ended up getting into entrepreneurship and ended up, you know, changing my life just dramatically financially and beyond my wildest dreams, and now have returned to film and actually creating my own studio.
Wow.
That's amazing. I want to thank you so much to Tom Bilyeu of Quest Nutrition. And we just want to encourage anyone, especially business leaders and business owners and entrepreneurs, that just because you're going through a tough time, just because you feel like you have failed miserably, doesn't mean that life is over. There's life after failure. Tom is a living proof of that. And so we want to encourage you on that, especially during Suicide Prevention Month.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight to our bonus episode 56, the 2017 City Gala Business Summit Special of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and sharing my radio show. Thanks to Grindhard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio shows. Thanks to Travis Miller for creating and producing my theme song, and to Scott Bush for mixing the song. Thanks to Kata Mafiaso for helping me to create our new radio drop. Thanks to my special guests, keynote speakers, Tom Bilyeu, founder of Quest Nutrition and Impact Theory, Brian Smith, the founder of UGG Boots, Daniel Pewter, the former WWE champion and undefeated MMA fighter and founder of My Life, My Power, and event attendee Elisha Hall, founder of Hall to Success. Our final song of the night is Dierks Bentley with Riser. I'm Sade Champagne, and thanks for listening to my radio show. I don't ever take your support for granted. I want to encourage anyone who has been struggling with discouragement, depression, and adversity that you are not alone. You are not forgotten, and this too shall pass. Regardless of what you're experiencing today, you have to know there is life beyond this moment. You have come too far to give up now. There are so many people, including myself, who are cheering you on and who love you and who value you and who see the best in you. You are cared for, you are loved, and you are adored. We'll see you next Wednesday for my Ernest L. Thomas Red Carpet Book Signing Special in Beverly Hills when I was at the Writers Guild Theater, and then in the spring for Season 4 right here on Grindhard Radio. And stay tuned next Monday, October 2nd, for the Season 2 premiere of my other radio show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne.
Pretty head down on my shoulder. You don't have to worry anymore. This old world is cold and getting colder. And I know how to lock and bolt the door. I'm strong enough to hold you through.
Of the fire.
couldn't keep down my desire.
Releasing the stress, we were born to shine.